It is chilly in Philly for the home opener for the Phillies. They take on Max Scherzer and the Nationals. Scherzer making his season debut. The Nats get right to work in the top of the first.
Harper to right in the air and see you later. 2-0 Nats, and they got it out of here by about three rows. Here's Murphy. Worked the count back to 2-2 here. And Murphy lifting one deep to right. See you later. And after a walk, it's another Nats home run, and it's a 4-0 ball game.
That's where Jason Worth can turn a rough day around with one swing.
And Worth will lift one to left with some carry on it. See you later. His second of the year, and it's 7-0 for the long ball hitting Nats. Galvis 0-for-7 career against Blake Treinen. High drive right field, and it's a 7-6 game. A no doubter by Freddie Galvis, who had his career home run year last season. That's his second this year.
Captain Obvious statement of the day, one big out left, and it's the Phillies' best hitter.
And a bouncer right side. Ryan Zimmerman to the bag. Blake Treinen bends, does not break, and he's 3-for-4 in save situations.
I'll tell you what, he did a nice job after giving up the home run to Freddie Galvis in the 4-pitch walk. You're thinking, uh-oh, this is about to unravel. Blake Treinen bowed his neck. He got big out there, and he got some huge outs to get the save. Nicely done.
Dusty Baker surely was not expecting a nail-biter after building an early 7-0 lead, as the Nats skipper shared his thoughts following a narrow 7-6 win.
Man, they're winning that 8th and 7th and 8th on us, we'll figure it out. Our guys, we just got to figure out we're still in the process of figuring out where to slot guys in the part of the game. That'd have been heartbreaking and devastating had we lost that game, but we won it. And you've seen some weird stuff happen in this ballpark, because you're never really safe, with the lead here, because the fences are so accessible. So, I'm just glad that we won the game. How are you going to toss a red flag and play 5 games? You know what I mean? So it's like, nah, I don't toss red flags. We just try to figure out a way and figure out, how to fix the guys. What the untimely walks, the hits, you can't do anything about it. I tell you, the guy that's really hit us hard and out of the ballpark is Freddie Galvis. I mean, we got to figure out a way how to get Galvis out. Evidently, we must be pitching him wrong, or he just loves to see us come to town. So, like I said, we should have gotten some more runs, so we just got to keep scoring. That's no matter what the score is, because right now, our offense has to do it until our bullpen gets itself together.
Jason Worth burned his former team with a 3-run homer to extend the Nats' lead to 7-0, his second long ball of the season.
We got, some big bats in the middle of the order, and guys are swinging good early. And when you got Bryce hitting third and Murph hitting fourth, those are some of the game's best hitters right there in the middle of our order. So they've been connecting and producing for us. So far so good, but we're only 4 games in, so we got a long way to go. Well, I was just happy to be back in Philadelphia. I've always loved this place and the fans and playing at this ballpark. It means a lot to me.
Bryce Harper continued his sizzling start to the year as he crushed a 2-run homer in the first to get the Nats on the board. Harper's second round tripper of the season.
1-8, we're swinging the bat really well. Doing everything we can every single day to get ready for the games, and as a team, having a plan to take that into the game and really try to apply it to every single at bat we have. And I think we're doing a great job.